KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Happy Trails. We keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. In the past couple of weeks, we've really been dealing a lot with that, with the Eureka Waterfront Trail and, of course, the Bay Trail. But another mission on Happy Trails is to talk about some wonderful opportunities for you to get out there and outdoors and enjoy. And today, Michael Kaufman and I are going to be talking about spring wildflower hikes. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Cliff.
Not a spring day today, no doubt about that, but it gives us something to look forward to, right?
Well, yes, it is, but believe it or not, flowers have already started to bloom around here.
I know, because we've had so much sunshine, they're going, oh, it's spring. Then they die with when it's cold.
some of these ones that do start in January and February are hardy enough to survive the snow. Like on our property, nice. we got 2 inches. And some of the flowers that are blooming are still hanging in there. They're just going to be delayed for a few days here while the weather's cold. I just want to mention one more thing about the Humboldt Bay Trail.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting news. Reese Hughes, the author of Hiking Humboldt Volume 2, is donating all his royalties to the Humboldt Bay Trail Endowment Fund.
Nice.
And we've just gone over $1,000, so that means... Reese has donated, he gets $1 a copy, so he's donated $1,000 to the Humboldt Bay Endowment Fund so far to try to connect that final four and keep working to get that that trail done. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, so good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the wildflowers because I'm a plant guy associated with the California Native Plant Society here locally. And, mm-hmm. We just had a meeting, and when we start every meeting, monthly presentation, we talk about what we've seen in bloom. And I thought it might be fun to talk about some of the early bloomers and then a few of the late bloomers and where we can go in Humboldt County to see those things.
Uh-huh.
So one of my favorite early bloomers, and this plant actually does start to bloom in early January, it's called the fetid adder's tongue. Absolutely spectacular wildflower, probably my favorite Humboldt County wildflower. They're blooming right now. And there's quite a few places you can see them. The first place I ever saw them was in Russ Park, which is, of course, right outside your window there.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Ferndale. And
describe it.
Well, Russ Park is one of my favorite.
I meant the flower.
The flower, yeah. Well, I'll describe the flower. But I'll, okay.
You can Russ describe park the park,
is,
too.
Yeah, Russ Park is just great because it's one of these places that's been preserved for a long time. The mm-hmm. Russ family set it aside, the city of Ferndale. Has a volunteer organization that does the trail work. But the fetid adder's tongue is a lily. So, well, it's in the lily family. It's a little teeny thing. So you have to really know what you're looking for. But it's got these big green leaves with brown or black splotches on the leaves. So mm-hmm. if you see the big leaf, it's distinctive. But the flower itself, if you get down on your hands and knees and you look at this thing, it's got greens, it's got purples, it's got blues. Iridescent colors to it. You know what I'll do is I'll send you a picture to put up on the website.
Oh, good idea.
It is my favorite. But absolutely spectacular to see them this time of year in there. It's actually called the fetid adder's tongue because if you smell the flower, it's a little fetid for your nose. It just doesn't smell all that great. And it's pollinated by a little gnat. So you'll definitely see these little gnats flying around the flower. Little teeny gnat.
So there is actually a purpose for gnats then.
There is. And another great place to see it right now in the Eel River Valley is in Rohnert Park. It blooms all along the little roads and trails that are through the park.
Nice.
So great place to go. And also Grizzly Creek out 36. So it tends to like the more disturbed open forests. And by disturbed, I don't mean that in a bad way, but mm-hmm. just forests that aren't like typically just dominated by redwood trees. So
Got
maybe
it.
A few other species in it. So anyway, those are some really fun places to see the Scolyopis. Now, another favorite wildflower are orchids, and we have fine collection of orchids here in Humboldt County. And actually, believe it or not, one of the better places to see many species of orchids is out in the dunes. So a guided tour in the Landfair Dunes or a hike in the Mallel Dunes. Friends of the Dunes often offers orchid hike, as does the California Native Plant Society. And the orchids will start soon. particularly the fairy slipper orchids, which are probably the most showy and spectacular. It's a little bright pink wildflower. It'll often grow on tops of downed redwood trunks. Likes to kind of grow up off the forest floor, but it does also grow in the dunes. Then from there, there's a whole progression of orchids, and I think there's 7 or 8 species that you can see out in the dunes throughout the summer.
That's nice. You generally think of the tropics.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But the orchids, they do pretty well in this region because we're temperate. And mm-hmm. And also Grizzly Creek, Humboldt Redwoods, that was the first place I ever saw the fairy slipper orchid in Humboldt County. And I remember being down there in mid to late March with my wife and just driving along Bull Creek Road. And we just saw them all scattered along the road. We weren't even out hiking. So really spectacular spot to see, particularly the fairy slipper orchids. So Landfair Dunes, Malheur Dunes, you can get a guided tour to Landfair from either Friends of the Dunes or the Fish and Wildlife Service. And then once you have done the tour with a docent, then they give you a one-year pass, and you can go out there whenever you want on your own.
And I highly recommend people to tour the dunes if they never have. I mean, you may have actually been there, but taking the tour, you see things that you may not have seen before, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the most special coastal dune system in the Pacific Coast, as far as I'm concerned, as far as what I've seen. So another fun early bloomer that actually started right before the snowstorm and the cold weather hit, and now they're just like sitting there waiting for the warm weather to return, are the trillium. And trillium is sort of probably the charismatic species of our redwood forest. Mm-hmm. But actually, we have 3 different species of trillium that grow in Humboldt County, at least that I know of. There may be a 4th, but I think there's 3. The trillium ovatum, that's the common white trillium that we see in the redwood forest. And probably the best place locally to see those is the Arcata Community Forest. They'll start popping up real soon. There's also Trillium Falls up in Redwood National Park, which is, of course, named for the species.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually 2 other species. There's the Trillium curviaceae, which is this gigantic trillium. It's probably 2 or 3 times the size of the Trillium ovatum, and you can see those in Prairie Creek. They're absolutely spectacular, bright red flowers that stand straight up. And then once the snow disappears up on Horse Mountain in the Cold Springs area in particular, you can see Trillium chloropetalum, which is another white trillium, but much bigger. So really, between all these different environments, the coast, the redwoods, and even up into the mountains on these different hikes, you can see spectacular trillium. So that's another fun one to watch out for.
Excellent.
And then also, just kind of segueing from the, you can see trillium also up on the Bald Hills, but in Redwood National Park, like around Lions Ranch. But probably in early April is when the lupins really start to show themselves up on the Bald Hills. And that's now becoming, because of a lot of the active management that the park is doing, burning some of the oak woodlands to keep out the encroachment of Douglas firs, to restore the oak woodlands. That fire really helps to regenerate the lupin stands. And with the combination of moisture and opening up that habitat again, these lupins have just been having spectacular displays up there. So we'll probably be posting a little bit about that on our Hiking Humboldt website as the lupins come up, because Reese Hughes is a big fan of the Bald Hills and the lupins up there. But something else to keep your eyes peeled for when as spring progresses.
Nice.
So, yeah, I just we did get this cold snap, but it really is a spectacular time of year to explore the trails in Humboldt County, just to watch the progression of wildflowers.
Now, I assume in the actual spring
that they
really come to life.
Yes, and that's when you can start to do other hikes more inland. Like I mentioned, Horse Mountain, but there's also Hell's Half Acre, which is actually more in Trinity County, but it's right across the Humboldt County line. It's up the South Fork of the Trinity.
That doesn't sound like a place you would want to go, Hell's Half Acre.
Well, you got to be careful at Hell's Half Acre, because there's a lot of poison oak, but it's got to be one of the best inland mountain wildflower displays that you can see in early spring. All sorts of fawn lilies and mimulus, which are the little yellow flowers that like to hang out in steeps and springs. So that's a real favorite of the California Native Plant Society as well, a spot that's visited quite often on field trips.
Nice. Is it the poison oak that gave it the Hell's Half Acre title?
Well, there's a creek. It's called Hell's Half Acre Creek, but it's pretty darn steep and the trail's really narrow. So to do the final little stretch down to the Trinity River, you got to have a little bit of nerve to walk that trail and not worry about falling into the depths of Hell's Half Acre Creek.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a relatively popular hike. So as long as you don't mind a little poison oak. So spectacular stuff inland, starting in April.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Any other spots that are good?
Well, you know, one thing that I did hear was last summer with some of the fires in the western Trinity Alps and Humboldt County's Trinity Alps, up out of Willow Creek, the fire crews actually did some clearing of old trails because as they were sitting kind of waiting for fires to move and they wanted to get to work, they wanted to do some stuff. So they opened up a lot of the trails that Ken Burton wrote up in Hiking Humboldt Volume 1. And I have not been there since this, but I have heard this from multiple sources, including people on the Six Rivers. So I think there's some exciting possibilities in that area this spring, you know, especially if we do continue to have a little bit less rainfall than normal. We should be able to get up in there pretty early. But places like Red Cap Lake, Red Cap Hole, Lookout Rock, and Krogan Hole, these are all spots that you can get to from up out of Willow Creek, Patterson Meadow as well. And all these trails are now a lot more open than they were just before last summer. So I'm excited to be able to check out some of those spots for the Trinity Alps wildflowers this year.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is good. I'm looking forward to getting out and checking some of these out, especially that one that you mentioned at the very beginning, that really tiny one that I can see up at Rust Park.
Yeah, the Scolyopis biglovii.
Yeah.
That's its Latin name, the fetid adder's tongue. So we'll put a picture of that. I'll send you a picture right after we get up. So you can put it up on.
Put it up on the website, yeah.
And inspire folks to get out and try to find it. Rust Park is a good spot, Roeder Park in Fortuna.
Well, it's just, we're right near Rust Park here at the studio, so I think I'll go, you send me that picture, I'm going to go see if I can find it.
Nice.
All right. All right. All right, Michael, well, thank you so much for sharing all this with us. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Cliff. Talk to you again soon.
All righty, take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly, along with that terrific picture. At iTunes and, of course, at khum.com.
Happy Trails to you.